Welcome to our show. You are listening to Uberlead Hacker Force Radio. My name is Sigflup, and it's been a while. It's been a long time, hasn't it? It's been too long. A lot has happened between now and the last episode. One thing that has happened is I wrote this encryption framework called Conquer, which I'm going to release now. That's what this episode's about, releasing Conquer to the public. So it's going to be a short one, and it's going to be all about Conquer. What Conquer is it's questionably useful, is what it is. No, I kid. I think it's fairly useful. It allows you to encrypt parts of a configuration file. Or any file for that matter, but I had configuration files in mind. The seldom case where you need to store a password in a configuration file, as rare as this may be, but sometimes necessary, where you have to store a password in a configuration file, you need to store it encrypted, is what you need to do. Can't be plain text in a configuration file. If you wrote your configuration file under a user named Carl, and someone gained Carl permissions, they would be able to read your password. The password doesn't need to be in the scope of Carl. Password doesn't need to be here at all. It needs to be taken out of the situation. It needs to be taken out of the configuration file. This is what Conquer does. Now, how this works is, well, let me explain how it came about. That will probably explain how it works. A while ago, I wrote this web-based work queue management software for this particular client, and on the web server, the back end, which I wrote in C, just because I'm more comfortable with C than any other language, and web apps need to be secure as fuck, in my opinion. The attack surface, the attack market, which perhaps is a more accurate term, the attack surface is the size of a cloud nowadays, because it is a cloud, and cloud-based things, cloud-based programs, web apps, and other things that are in the cloud need to be secure. And writing something in C is the only way for me to make something secure. Let me move my phone. That's GSM noise. And I can't find my phone. So, sorry about the GSM noise. So, I could have written it in PHP or Perl or something like that. But I feel I don't know well enough to write something secure. That's not saying that these languages are insecure. Just for me, personally, writing in C is much more comfortable. So it's a sea backend, and one advantage of this is you can do funny things with ELF files. You can do funny things with binaries, as your backend is a binary. And that's what Conker does. It does funny things. Now, when you run a program, kind of going back to Carl, when you run a program, the program that you run, the binary that you run, is usually, in most cases, usually owned by root. All the files in slash user slash local slash bin are all owned by root. Pretty much any binary that you run nowadays is owned by root, if it's installed into whatever host you're running. There are exceptions to this, but this is my little OpenBSD box here. I'm willing to bet every program that I run, when it's not custom software, before I have the install framework in that software, is owned by root. And so it's Conker leverages that root ownership to secure passwords. It does this by marking the executable execute only that is able to read the configuration file. Now, if you run into a problem and you run into a particular trap that decides to dump core all over the place, and your executable is execute only, the kernel won't dump a core. And if it's execute only, you can't read the binary, and that's where the key is stored. That's where the decryption key is stored for the configuration file. It's stored in one place in the binary with root ownership, as opposed to having passwords here and there owned by Carl. And so I don't think any usefulness is taken away in this concept at all, and a bit of security is gained from it. And that's what Conker is. So let me explain in a little bit more detail how this works. If Conker is two parts. It's a library called libconker and a program called conftcrypt. Now, when you write your application, when you link your application against libconker and you run it, the application searches for a private key in itself. And if it doesn't find it, it generates one and spits out a copy of itself in a specified location under a specified ownership with execute-only permissions. The idea behind this is if you make sudo make install, during the sudo make install part, as root, the decryption key and the encryption key, the private and the public key, in this case are the encryption, the decryption keys, and the decryption key, the encryption key. Those keys, the private key, is established under the scope of root and put the binary with that key, being the only place where that binary is, under a location that's owned by root. And so that key doesn't really go anywhere. That key never sees the light of day. That key never sees the light of user Carl or anything like this. So when you run your program or your application, when you're building it, in that sudo make install, it checks to see. It first figures out its binary, the location of its binary. If you have a proc file system, this is rather simple. If you don't have a proc file system, it's a little bit convoluted, but it eventually figures out its binary. It checks all the symbols in the binary, their loaded location, and compares that against its own symbols for good measure. And if it looks reasonable that this is the same binary that's running, it generates an RSA key pair. The private component is stored in a symbol, and then that is outputted by the program. So when you run this program what is outputted, which is a replica of what you ran before, just with the key in it, under the correct ownership and privilege and execute permissions. When you run this program, it acts like normal. And libconquer provides a mechanism for reading configuration files that may partially or wholly be encrypted that look just like libc. So you can read, you can seek, you can end a file just as you would a normal file. And there's the encrypted part of it is completely transparent to you. And so tacking this onto your existing application that uses a password in a configuration file hopefully will be fairly trivial. That's the idea. Now, ConfCrypt, the component of it, the other component of it, the other half of Conquer, what ConfCrypt does is it encrypts an input file as specified and encrypts it to an output file. If you don't specify an input file, an output file just uses standard in, standard out. But the one thing you do have to specify is a public key. Now, if it can't find this public key in the working directory, it searches the database of public keys, which is in /db/ConfCrypt. By default, you can change this, of course, if you want to. Encrypts your input with that key. Now, the output is fairly readable. It looks like any encrypted message that you would see from Pretty Good Privacy or GNU Privacy Guard, where you have the that sort of begin block, end block, and base64 message in between that is printable and can be included in, your mail sort of encoding format. I forget what it's called. I know it's called PEM, but I forget what PEM stands for. But the transport protocol used by, if you specify --armor in GNU Privacy Guard, that's what the output looks like. So it can be dealt with fairly easily, and you just put that in your configuration file, and that's it. So that's Conquer for you. Hopefully you'll find this useful. The only publicly available, the only public implementation of it right now is the latest version of Yes Please, which you can find in the show notes. You can also find a link to download Conquer in the show notes as well. Don't think I'm going to maintain Uberlead Hacker Force website, mainly because the space given to me, kindly given to me, mind you, I'm not complaining. I'm glad that someone gave me space, but FTPing stuff into this space is not a good place for a hacker show to be online. So, I'm not gonna update the website. You can find the links to the latest version of Yes Please, which implements Conquer and the latest version of Conquer, in the show notes. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening, and hopefully, a new episode will be coming out. I have a lot of dead code. Is what I have. I have a lot of programs that never really went anywhere. And so there's code to be had, there's code to be talked about, there's code to be worked on, perhaps, which is what Uberlead Hacker Force Radio is about. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye, and happy hacking. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.